Okay, we're picking up with the very top line of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Lilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. So we're starting. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Shabbos. It's not awesome. We learn in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos. We are allowed to be Mefir the Neder, remove the Neder on Shabbos. That meaning Hafaras Nedarim is where the husband is revoking the Neder of his wife or a father, doing it to his daughter who's a Ketana, or if she's a Nara and unmarried, or if she's a Nara and married, then through Erisin she'll do it together with the husband. That is allowed to be done on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah continues, V'nish alin l'nedarim shehen l'tzorach Shabbos. Also, we are allowed to do a she'ela, allowed to ask for an annulment of a neder that are necessary for Shabbos. That we are allowed to have, as the Ran points out, to have a chacham or three hedyotos to be able to be matir neder, only if it's going to be necessary for Shabbos itself. So the Gemara asks, Ibailahu, but is this upasha? They asked, Mafir Nadarin b'Shabbos. When the Mishnah told us that you're allowed to be Mefer, that's who Hafaras Nadarim was usually done to the husband, to the wife, or the father, to his daughter, that on Shabbos, Litzora Shabbos, is that also going on? The only when it's necessary for Shabbos? So Dilma Filo Shalola Torah. Or there it's going to be Mutter even if it's Shalola Torah. As Aran points out, when we say the Lashon of Mefir Nadarin b'Shabbos, Litzora Shabbos, so when we say Litzora Shabbos, is that going back on the whole halach of the Mishnah? Even by Hafara can only be Latzorach HaShabbos, or maybe Afilo Shalol Latzorach, it's only going on the concept of She'ela, because you need a Chacham or Shlosha Adyotos. So that's more Chamor. Why? Because, as the Ram points out, it's Mechzi Kedina, as we're going to see the Hamshech Gemara. The Gemara is going to have such a Svara that it looks like you're doing Psak Din on Shabbos. There's an Isser to make a Psak Din on Shabbos. So therefore, that would be more Chamor, so maybe that would be Usser. In such a case, and when it comes to Afar, you could do it even if it's not Tzorach HaShabbos. Inami She'ina Shalveres L'She'ela. Or, just when it comes to, we could be asking that the question is going on, that they don't necessarily need it for at this very moment. Since you don't need it at this moment, maybe that's why the din of it would be different if it's not Tzorach HaShabbos. The Gemara says, Tashma, we could bring a raya, the Tani Rav Zuti Devei Rav Papi, in Rav Zuti, in the name of Papi, they taught a braisa which told us ain mafir nedarim elo l'tzorach haShabbos. So you're allowed to only do hafaras nedarim only if it's for the tzorach haShabbos. This braisa says clearly that even for hafara, it's only going to be if it relates to Shabbos, meaning the shaila hatara we saw needs to be l'tzorach Shabbos. But when it comes to hafara, that is going to be also mutter only if it's for tzorach haShabbos. Had it been, I would have a mina, maybe even not tzorach haShabbos, but kamashpon this braisa that it only fits tzorach haShabbos. Amar Ravashi halotzranachi. But wait a second, our Mishnah seems to contradict this. What does our Mishnah tell us? Nadara, if we're going back to our Mishnah, we tell us Nadara im chashecha, that if she made a neder at the beginning of Shabbos on Friday night, right before the beginning of Shabbos, meifrila ad shelo techshach. He's allowed to be made for the neder. The opposite one. Wait, it's Shabbos afternoon, right before nighttime. So then the lach is, he's allowed to remove the neder, revoke the neder for her while it's not yet dark out. For if it already became dark and not remove the neder, no longer is able to be made for the neder. Now the Gemara says, "V'i amret l'tzarech Shabbos in l'shul tzarech l'shul." It's all about whether or not it's mutter for Shabbos or not. My area chashech. Why does it specifically have to be that it became dark? Is he no longer able to revoke the neder? Tell us a bigger chiddush. Afilu besocha yomenu yachal hefer del shul tzarech Shabbosu. Then maybe you should not be allowed to be matter the neder at all, since it's not l'tzorach Shabbos, because you're doing it right before Shabbos is over. So it's not going to affect those 30 seconds that you made the neder, even if it's a few minutes. It can't possibly affect the Shabbos itself. Those 2 minutes is going to be fine. So therefore, the reason that we're going to assume that it's permitted must be that the Mishnah's understanding that being made for a neder on Shabbos, even not l'tzorach the Shabbos itself, is in fact mutter. That's what we seem to say over here. So we have a stira. We have the Taner of Zutu Dvei Rapapi in the Braisa that says that you're not allowed to. And our Mishnah seems to imply that you would be allowed to, even if it's not Latzorah Shabbos, because you're allowed to be made for the nether, even right before the waning moments of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi, really, in fact, this is a Machlokas Tanaim. Whether or not you're allowed to be made for nether on Shabbos, L'shalol Latzorah Shabbos is a Machlokas Tanaim. Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom is the Braisa quoted us before, this Braisa, that you're allowed to do the Hafaras Nedarim, removing a neder from the husband to the wife or to the father to the daughter, that's mutter the entire day. The entire calendaric day. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudan, yesterday's daf, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Me'is, Le'is. You have a full 24 hours. So says the Gemara, Leman to Amar Kol Hayom in Tfeilo, according to the Tana Kama, who understands that you have the entire day until the night, and that's it. And after that, you don't have 24 hours, no longer allowed to. So then, the halacha is going to be, Afilo Shelo Letzorach HaShabbos Mefer, that even those Nedarim that aren't relevant to Shabbos, even though they're not relevant to Shabbos, so then, since you're not able to be made for such Nedarim after Shabbos, so then it's going to be mutter for you to be made for the Neder right now. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we saw in yesterday's daf, we understand that Hafaras Nedarim is 24 hours, it's not about the calendaric day. So then, for them, it doesn't matter. That means that you have until Sunday afternoon at this very time to be able to be made for the Neder. So then, for them, they're going to paskin L'Torach HaShabbos in Shalos Arach Lo, that only if it's necessary for Shabbos, you're allowed to be made for the Neder. However, it's not for the Torah of Shabbos, since you could do it on Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, all the way up until the same 24 hours later. There's no reason for us to allow you to be made for such a Neder on Shabbos. So our Mishnah that tells us that it's necessary to do it on Shabbos itself, or you're allowed to do it on Shabbos itself, that follows the opinion of the Tana Kama, because you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Breisa was Rav Zutti tells us, it like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that you would not be allowed to. So how do we paskin? We paskin that it's allowed to be done only on the day that it's till Shkia, so therefore you're allowed to be made for a Neder on Shabbos itself. That would be the halacha, even if it doesn't pertain to Shabbos. She said that on Tuesday, she makes a neder on Shabbos, and Tuesday she's not going to be eating oranges, so you would be allowed to be made for such a neder, according to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah paskins, you have the calendaric day, and be expired by Shabbos is over. One could still ask the question, even though she made this neder, maybe we'd have said v'dabru davar, that maybe that's not, this is something which you're going to be discussing a choldik a matter on Shabbos. Maybe it should still be asr, even if you hold like that it's meaning in this instance you would not be allowed to be made for such a neder. Maybe you could tie it up that even if, meaning it's such a neder, just it doesn't have the ability to be made for, because not Letzorach HaShabbos and Shabbos is over, it's too late. So such a nedarim is just an exception to the rule. You're not allowed to be made for such a neder. So why wouldn't that be the halacha? Meaning, because here you're kind of talking about things that aren't Tosh Shabbos by being made for such a neder. So I thought to say, maybe that's my own answer, but I thought it was pashut, that this is Letzorach HaShabbos, because the husband's going to be very distressed over that on Shabbos itself. And we see that if a person, the husband's going to be distressed, that himself is his own Shabbos. That's similar to two different halachas I thought we could compare it to. Is one halacha, the Magen Avraham tells us, that if normally there's a special tefillah, if you know in Chutzlar, it's like in Eretz Yisrael, they never say this tefillah, even when it's the Shara Shogam, I'm not sure why. In America, we know they actually are better about it, but in Eretz Yisrael, they come in and they don't say the Rabbonu Shalolam, or the Kohen or Duchening, and they have the beautiful Nigun. Rav Chizkiya Nava once told me B'Shem his father, he thinks that Nigun is so holy that they must have sang it in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so during that Nigun, we say a special tefillah about the dreams. If it was a good chalom, you should be mekayimet like Yosef Atzadik, and if it was not a good dream, you should be mafechet l'toyva. So that's the beginning to say that. So now we don't say that on Shabbos. Your person's not supposed to be saying that on Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says, if I remember correctly, I think it's Magen Avraham. Tafay Achronim said, I think it's Magen Avraham, if I remember correctly, that he says that you're allowed to say that tefillah if you had a dream the night before and you're very distressed over it. Because saying that tefillah, Droma, you're not supposed to like mention the inyanim of like stress over Shabbos, but that tefillah itself gives you more nachas, you'll feel much better about your dream. So therefore, you're allowed to say that tefillah. So if it's a yantiv and you had a dream that time, you'd be allowed to say it if you could find time. If the Kohanim aren't singing, you're not really able to have any time in between. But theoretically, that would be the halacha. So I was thinking that's an example. Normally something is usher because it's something that causes stress on Shabbos. But for you, in your particular example, it's actually mutter for you to do such a thing. And therefore, we see from there that when something causes you stress, which is generally not necessarily mutter, there for the Tzorach HaShabbos, we call that the Tzorach HaShabbos. And similarly, fasting on Shabbos, when a person, opposite, about Tainus Chalom, about fasting for Shabbos, that is your own Shabbos, because there's no other way you're going to be able to cancel the Chalom. So therefore, we tell you to fast on Shabbos. Then you need a Kapar, you need to do fast again on Sunday as a Kapar, for the fact that you fast on Shabbos. But still, why were you allowed to fast on Shabbos in the first place? Because, Be'etzem, that was something which was your own Shabbos for you, that you needed it, because you felt so terrible about your dream, so that's why you fast. Okay, I think that was a good answer. That was my own answer. So if you don't like it, then you could reject it. But I thought that was a nice answer to explain why it's a pasha that it would be mutter if the shita who says that you only have till Shabbos. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. The second halacha of the Mishnah in Shabbos is that the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to be nishal and neder. We can petition the person for to be matir the neder that are necessary for Shabbos. So Gemara asks now, Ibailu, we have a question. Kisha lo ayalem p'nai. When is this halacha? Is it only when the guy makes the neder like right before Shabbos? Let's say like late Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, so he couldn't find a chacham in between, and now it's already Friday night. Al shalem p'nai. Even the halacha is going to be even where they made the neder Friday morning or even Thursday, and only became a problem for them on Shabbos itself or even close to Shabbos, and they could have taken care of it, but they didn't. So says the Gemara Tashma. We have a ma'isa, the izdakul rabbanu lebrei derav zutra brei derav zira. So once this happened once to the son of Rav Zutra and the son of Zira, they wanted to come to matir and neder. I feel a medarm shalem pnaim avod yom, and they had the opportunity to do so at an earlier stage on Friday while still daytime. Yet we were matir for them to do it on Shabbos itself. Now the Achrona point out the Mishabura and Bir Alacha. He says beferish that this halacha, yes, the Gemara says that it's mutter, but still for sure lechachila, you should try to have them do the hatara before Shabbos. So the Gemara is just telling that if you didn't do that, we wouldn't penalize him, so that we would be allowed to do it on Shabbos. My uncle once told me on Maisa that they had to do it on Shabbos also, is that the Vizhita Rebbe used to always do Shnai Mikra, Echad Targum Mamish every single week, on Friday. That's the Arizal right to the Afka, do Unkelus on Friday. And this one Shabbos, he really wasn't feeling well, whatever it was, and he's just afraid that he was getting older, it was going to be harder for him, so he wanted to be matzah the neder, and it was already bothering him on Shabbos. So right then and then, I think my granduncle said he got two other people. I think this was on Shabbos. I would have to double check with him. But that would be the salacha, that he really could have, theoretically, in the morning, figured out he wasn't going to do it, or in the afternoon already realized it, but he didn't have a chance. He saw my granduncle after, he was dying, in Matzi, and then he was matzah the neder. This was a long time ago. Anyway, so I think that even happened on Shabbos. So that would be this halacha over here that you're allowed to do so. So the Gemara says, Savar of Yosef Lemeimar, Nishal Nadarim B'Shabbos, that when the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to be Matir Neder on Shabbos, B'yachid Mumcha In, B'Shloshad Yotos Lo. Now when is this halacha you're allowed to do the Hataris Nadarim? Only when you're using a Yachid Mumcha, the expert, right? You're allowed to have one single judge if he's an expert. However, to have three regular people is not allowed. Why? Mishum de'mischaze kedina. It looks like you're paskining a halacha in Beis Din. You're having a Beis Din. And the Mishnah in Beitza tells us that it's usher to have a court case on Shabbos. Rav Yosef therefore thought that having three people looks like a court case, and therefore it's an issue of Mara Zion. And that's why you wouldn't be allowed to do it. People are going to think you're allowed to do things on Shabbos. Shachar always points out that Mara Zion really has two aspects to it. There's always two ideas to Mara Zion. That there's one is that a person will think what you're doing is mutter. And that's obviously, we don't want that to happen, like, because they don't know what happened. They're going to think, that, like, right, let's say walking into McDonald's, right? They're going to think that McDonald's is kosher. Oh, that one had a hechsher, and it really is strafe. You were going to the bathroom. So that's one problem of Mara Zion. And so then people are going to think what you did was really mutter, and they're going to misinterpret what you did. So that's the issue over here. People are going to think that now it's mutter to educate a din on Shabbos, to have a base din on Shabbos, which is obviously not the case. That's totally usher. Here is Hataras Nadarim. Hataras Nadarim is mutter. And the second thing of Mara Zion, which is not the one over here, but just to point it out, is the idea of chshad, if the people are going to be choshed you that you violated an avera. You walk through the McDonald's, to go to the bathroom, they're going to think you're eating there. So they're going to think that you are a person who is violating Yisurim. What's the big deal? So let them know whatever they want about me. I'll be an anav. I don't care. Let people think lowerly of me. Because, Rosh Hashanah, like this quote, the Pasuk says, V'yisem nekiyem Hashem Yisrael. That there's any, that people should think highly of you, that Klal Yisrael also, that you should be naki from Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should think that you're somebody who is a tzaddik. They shouldn't believe that you're a Russia who's violating a virus. That's not a good thing. So anyway, that's the idea over here, that a person is the idea that is the first case over here, that we're afraid that it looks like you're doing a court case, people are going to think it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. And Marcel Amarlap, or it could also, you think maybe they're actually going to think that you're a Navarian. It could actually be both ideas of Mara Zion. Amar le Abaye, Kevan de Sfira la Nafila Me'uma. No, but there's three major differences between the halachas of Beis Din to that of Dreadnought standard Hataras Nadarim. The first one's Afila Me'uma, that even while they're standing, meaning that the Beis Din normally has a chiyuv to sit. However, here, when it comes to Hataras Nadarim, they're allowed to even be standing. And now also Afila Bekrovim, meaning they have relatives. Whereas in a regular case of Beis Din, relatives cannot serve as the judge. If you realize that sometimes you have brothers doing the Hataras Nadarim, that's okay. But Afila Belaila, not only that, it also can be done at nighttime. So that's also, it has to be done by day. We learn it out from Bayom. What's that? Remember, we have a judge, the Gemara said, that Din Deraisa, the halachas need to be done by daytime. So the Gemara says, Lo Mischezek Dinu. So therefore, we're not afraid that people are going to think that you're doing a Din on Shabbos, because this is a halacha that is going to be is very different than halachas of Beis Din, and therefore it's going to be different. So the Ritva just points out that even if you have three people who are not the relatives, and it was done by daytime, and so then it wouldn't be a concern because people just know that the halachas are different of Ataras Tadarim. It's not really a full-fledged Beis Din. I don't know, people nowadays I think do think it's a regular, all the lachos are based on, maybe they do, I don't know, but I think they realize that brothers could do it or stuff like that. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rav. So now we say them, Rav, halacha mefirin adarim b'layla. The lachos you're allowed to do afar sadarim at nighttime. The Gemara asks, why is Rav after teaches his chiddush? This seems to be a Mishnah. V'hamas nisini, this seems to be a Mishnah that says, Nadra b'layla Shabbos, if she made a neder on Friday night, then he's allowed to be made for that neder on Friday night as well. So the Gemara says, "Ela ema halacha nishalin b'layla." No, rather the halacha that he was teaching us is not with regards to hatara, rather that of hatara. Hatara is when the chacham annuls it. And just to remind ourselves, when it comes to hatara, it's fundamentally different. Then you're uprooting the neder in gantz. You're going back and saying that retroactively there was no neder, as opposed to hafara is only mekana lahaba. So Rav is teaching us that even though the Hataras Tadarim is similar to a court case, maybe you would have thought it can't be done at night. No, it's allowed to be, like we saw before, it'd be mutter to do it at nighttime. That was Rav's Chiddush. As meaning corroborating what we saw before, that you're allowed to do it afilu belayla. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rav Huna, Rabbi Abba says to Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav actually paskin like this? Amar le ishtik. That he didn't actually say this, rather he was silent when I said this halacha, so I assume that I meant that he was accepting my argument. Amar le Rabbi Abba said to him, ishtik ka amart. Maybe you're assuming that Rav was just as being silent. Maybe you misunderstood. Maybe he was just ignoring you, but he disagreed with your psak. Oshasik Amart, or maybe he was drinking, meaning that he accepted what you said. Meaning his silence can be construed also, generally shtika keoda, that is correct, but maybe over here he was thinking that your psak is actually incorrect. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravika Baravin, so that we don't necessarily have a raya. So the Gemara says, no, Ravika Baravin is bringing a raya. Is dakik leila rabba, Rav wanted to be matir is neder in front of Rabba. Some say it was Rav. So it was Rabba. Okay, the Rabba though, it was done for Rabba. Fine, meaning he was coming to be matir is neder in front of Rabba. Bikutina deve Rav in a place, a small area in the Beis Medrash. The Ran points out becheder shal Beis Medrash, like in the side room. In the Beis Medrash, there's small side rooms. Omed yechidi uvalayla. So Omed, Yechidim, Vlad. There's three different halachas going on over here. Three kulas. One, he was standing. Second one, he was alone. And three, it was nighttime. So Rav apparently holds you're allowed to be matir the neder at nighttime. Rav was matir the neder at nighttime. Amar Rava. Amar Rav Nach. What's really Rav over here? Rav Amar Rav Amar Rav Nach. Halacha, Nishal and Darim, Omed, Yechidim, Vlad, Vashabbos, Vakrovim. We're allowed to be matir neder while you're standing. And from one person. And at nighttime. And on Shabbos. And even from relatives. And all this is even if there is time, as we saw above, we saw in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that over there we said that the halacha would be you're able to be matir nedarim even when you had a chance to do it by Friday before Shabbos. And we're asked, Omei, Vatanya Yaro Galil Minachamar, but is it really true that you're allowed to be standing while being matir neder? The Braisa tells us that someone came before Rabban Gamliel. The Braisa in Arabic tells us. And the Braisa tells us Rabban Gamliel was riding on a donkey. A person came to him to be matir his neder. And Rabban Gamliel came off his donkey to Vinisatif. Also, he wrapped himself. He did atifa. This is halacha in judges. Judges have a chiyuv to do atifa because of the shechina that's been Elokim Nitzav Vedaskel. We said in the Tehillim. I think it's the Shir Shalom Ravi Yom Ravi. We say Elokim Nitzav Vedaskel. That Hashem's presence is there, so covered a shechina, you're supposed to have an atifa. That's why you either have a talis over your head or to have a hat while judging a case. And he sat down, and he was matir the neder. So we see over here that you have to be seated for doing the halachas of Ataras Tadarim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel Savar ain't posted in Charetar. Gamliel was of the opinion you're not allowed to be able to be matir neder just out of regret alone. Mikar nidra b'inan. So therefore, we have to make makra, we have to actually be oker, meaker nidra b'inan. We have to be oker the neder and gantzen, we have to remove the neder through a Pesach. That's much more, as we saw before, right, than the previous daf. And I involve Mabez, we saw that that's much more difficult. You have to sit and be eyeing it. That's like a real judgment. And he has to concentrate. Right? That was what we had before the shooting of the arrows in yesterday's daf. Because if you don't have to be careful with it. It's an easy thing to be matir if you just do charata. But if you really need a Pesach, then you have to really analyze the case. Because of that, he wanted to have more kavana. Not because halachically he needs to. Rather, he just wanted to have more kavana in order to be able to concentrate properly and be matir the neder correctly. Rav Nachman Savar ain't poskin becharata. Rather, no, not ain't. Should really be poskin becharata. We are allowed to be And therefore, you could even do it while standing. Since there's no need to be concentrating, and you could just be matir neder easily, then therefore, you don't need to be sitting down. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman, Chazimar haimer rabban and the asim imar Rava. I was just actually thinking, well, at least covering yourself. Maybe a raya that the idea of sitting seems to be giving you more kavan. Obviously, Shmon Esrei open with Vamelech, but other times, like Berachas Kriyat Shema, there's in it to sit. And it could, there's a different idea, but maybe it's also just a Pashut idea that it's more kavana. We see from here, raya, that it would give you more kavana when you're sitting down, concentrating, reading something as opposed to standing up. That even for davening, maybe we would have some certain halacha like that. I saw somebody come from Eretz Yisrael. West was always west. It was always referring to Eretz Yisrael. It was west of Bavel. And he told us, Ve'amar, he said the following. The Rabbanan addressed themselves to be Matir Neder in front of the son of Rav Huna Bar Avin. And they were Matir Neder, and they said to him, go. And not only they're Matir Neder, but they said, you did Avera. The son of Dimi Achud, Rav Safra, Kol Anoder Af Al Pishu Mekayma. Even if you fulfill your neder, we quoted this a few times already. Nikra Chote, you're still considered a sinner. Right? We saw this earlier in Daf Chav Beis. Very similar lashon that the over here that the person is considered a sinner. We pointed out Rishonim say that if a person needs to be mizaris himself to keep mitzvos and things like that, and to abstain from certain things that aren't good for his ruchnias, that is a very recommended thing. However, we're talking over here. Okay, the Gemara over there is a similar context about fasting. The Gemara says, a person who's fasting is a sinner. So the Rishonim there point out that for sure for tshuva, and Shovim actually, and Yonav there's many who fasts Mondays and Thursdays of Shovim, and they're fasting for Tikkun Yisod. So that's the Gemara says you're a chote, but the Rishonim point out that means you're a chote because you're abstaining from the world's pleasures, but obviously if the matara, the goal, is to do tshuva and to better, to afflict yourself in order to remove the gashmis and whatever, and try to do tshuva, so then there is a place for fasting. Nowadays, the Rabbanim point out that we're a very weak door, it's very difficult to fast, so everyone has to consult the Rav in general, whenever taking upon themselves a fast. So anyways, the Gemara says, Kol anot afal pishu mekaimo, even when he fulfills the neder, he's still considered a sinner. Amar Zvid Maikra, the Pasuk says, V'chi sechta lindor lo yeh b'chachit. If you refrain from making a neder, there will not be a sin in you. Aloha delta, but if you do not refrain, meaning even if you keep your neder, the Gemara says as an additional level of interpretation, ika chet, there would be a sin. Tani will learn in Braisa, Omer le Ishtov. One says to his wife, upon hearing her neder, kol nedarim shetidori, iya shetidori. All the nedarim that you make, I don't want to. I'm not happy with them. So this either, so the Ran points out, you're saying this in Lashon Asid. This is saying the future tense. Still, he's actually referring to them clearly in context that he was mentioning the ones in the past. That throughout the Mishnayos, they sometimes have Lashonos in the future, which really meant the past. He really meant his, that the Nedarim that she made in the past. Ain't a Neder, or if he said to her, this is not a Neder, lo maklu. He hasn't said anything because these are not considered effective Lashon that's going to be Hafara. So you have to actually be an explicit Hafara. Yafeh asis, however, if he is making them, if he keeps the neder by saying, oh, shkoyach, you did well, no one liked you, that was amazing. If you didn't make such a neder, I would have made a neder on you. Like that. Dvar of Kayamim. So then, even though these words are only implied, still that is valid to be hakama. So why is there a difference between hakama and hafara? Since, when it comes to hakama, just to have an implication, apparently that's enough. Because, to confirm something is able to be done, as the Gemara is going to say in Ayin Tes, that can even be done, just through a person's lave alone, if he wants it to be done. So therefore, doing these implications was not even saying something explicitly is no worse than Dvarim Shebelev, which does work. If you believe wanted to her to keep her neder, as opposed to Dvarim Shebelev when it comes to being made for a neder, Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim, so then it would not be Chal. Tanya, we learn in Hebrew. So, lo yomer adam le'ishto b'shabbos mufar l'chi. You shouldn't use this lashon. It's not kavod Shabbos. Bata l'chi, where this neder is canceled for you, kedera shomer l'vachol, as you would in a weekday. Because it's not the Kavod Shabbos. So Ella Omer La, you say to her the following. Tliv achli tliv ishti. Take and eat, take and drink. So meaning she said, make a neder not to drink or to eat. So he says the contrary, clearly showing that he didn't want her to keep her neder and he was made for the neder. Neder batal me'elav, and the neder is going to be canceled. Amar b'yochanan v'tzarach shivata b'livo. He also has to have in mind that he's mevatal with the lashon of hafara, that this should be mufar la. Because that was similar to the problem we had before. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan's Bechadish right now that if you have in mind to be made for it, and you actually say a remez, the two together can equal a whole and be able to be made for such a neder. Very interesting. Chiddush, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So the Gemara says, Tani, we learn it, right? So, Beshamay Omrim, Beshabbos Bevata Belibo. On Shabbos, he's able to cancel it in his heart. Meaning, to take, he's allowed to be mevatel it, even in his heart, without, b'chol motzei b'tzvasav, however, during the week, he should use his lips. That's the shitas b'shamay. Even though we generally hold, dvarim shalei v'nun dvarim, b'shamay hold that generally, over here, since it's not considered a real point, it's over here, since it's expressed normally, this is an exception to the rule. That Shabbos, it's inappropriate to do explicitly, even though generally we say Darn Shalayin Advarim here, it's take and eat is similar to that. You could do them both during the week, you're allowed to do it in your heart. If you don't even motzi b'sfasav. They're understanding the combination of, like Rabbi Yochanan said, to say something in Derech Remez and to be made for belief, that's enough. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham Shamar B'Lashon Baal. That if a chacham who's supposed to be matir neder, he uses lashon of afaretz, so he says mufarlach, 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 then uval shemar b'lashon chacham, so baal is supposed to say mufarlach, and he only says mutarlach, so then lomar kulum. It is not effective. The sound because it's exerz, because of zeh davar. This is the thing that Hashem has commanded, Hashem siva Hashem, hachacham matir, the chacham is able to be matir, vein baal matir. That this is davar, this lashon of a Torah, zeh davar is lashon of a Torah, is only by a chacham. However, sheyachol baal matir, I would have thought maybe a baal can be matir because ma chacham shein mefer. If a chacham is not able to be to hafara matir, he is able to do hatara. Baal shein mefer, a baal who is able to do the hafara ein adim shematir. Talmud lomar, turning on to the next number, zeh davar, that this is teaching you chacham matir vein baal matir. A chacham is able to, but a chacham is able to do hatara. Husband's not able to do hatara. Tani idach within an arbaisa zeh davar. Baal mefer, the husband is able to be mefer, vein chacham mefer. However, chacham does not mefer. Shiachal, I would have thought, uma baal she'ina matir mefer, chacham shemata ina din shemefer. So the verse says, Talmud lomar zeh davar, baal mefer, vein chacham mefer. So we learn from over here the two halachas that the baal is not able to do a lashon of atara, and similarly the chacham is not able to do a lashon of hafara. As we pointed out, there are fundamentally different things happening. When you do hatara, you're uprooting the neder completely as if it never existed. When you're doing afara, you're only doing a mekana lava. So the reason to be mechalik is strong enough to tell us that would be that the strong, that the, and the Xerxes Kazu tells you, you're not able to do it in the different lashonos. Shtikl Pala, the Perish of Mishnayos, Rambam seems to say the opposite, that the lashon of hafara is lamafreya, lashon of hatara is mekana lava. That's against the Gemara over here. And in Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't say like that, but the Rambam, so the little Pala in the Mishnah Torah, I don't know, in the Perish of Mishnayos, a little bit of Tzarachian, but he seems to say the opposite of our Gemara over here. Okay, we'll pick up with Nemar Kanzea Devar Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's daf.